Wisconsin's election results are being counted today, but there are still some big questions about who was able to participate last week and which ballots can be counted. There have been reports across the state of ballots that were supposed to be mailed to voters but never got delivered, and some absentee ballots that were mailed back to local officials that have problems with the postmarks. Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. She's been following all of this. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, Laurel, I'm going to put a timestamp on this one. We're talking just after 4 o'clock. If people are listening later or streaming this later online, some of this may have changed by then. But what's going on with the votes this afternoon slash evening?
Well, we are in a little bit of a official limbo period right now. Not like we haven't been in limbo for the past week or so. This has been a very odd election. Obviously, we had votes on Tuesday. Now we're going to get our official results tonight or start getting those results. I think what we're particularly keeping an eye out for, of course, in addition to who wins, is how many people were able to vote for this election. That was obviously a huge conversation, people coming out to vote in person, people requesting absentee ballots. And more, I think most recently, kind of this conflict over which absentee ballots are going to be counted because of some conflict over postmarks or the actual date on which clerks across the state actually received them.
Well, let's take those one at a time, Laurel. We'd heard anecdotal reports over the last week and a half or so of people who say they requested absentee ballots at some point in March or April, never got them. Now we're hearing about undelivered ballots across the state. Can you round up some of the places that apparently had issues?
Mm-hmm. So I think the first one that we heard about was Fox Point, where there were a number of ballots that had just been continually coming back to the clerk there. So they had been trying to put them in the mail, send them out to voters so voters could obviously fill them out and get them back in time. But they just kept being sort of bounced back to the clerk and weren't making their way really at all through the Postal Service. We know there had been some ballots that had been recovered. I think it's three tubs of ballots that had been intended for voters in Oshkosh and another community in that part of the state. I think they were actually uncovered at a sorting facility in Milwaukee, where often things are routed. So we know that there have been certainly some issues in addition to, you know, ballots getting back to election officials to process them and whether they have the necessary markings on them and meet all those ballot requirements, but just ballots making their way through the Postal Service and getting to the voter to begin with. So lots of kind of hurdles in each stage of the process for voters this year.
Now, I know both U.S. Senators Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin signed on to ask for an investigation of what happened with the mailing of those ballots. But part of the underlying story here, Laurel, is we had a lot of people requesting absentee ballots for this election, right?
Oh, absolutely. We had more than a million people request absentee ballots for this election. I think the total ended up being about 1.2 million. That's just a huge jump from anything that we've ever seen before. According to data from the State Elections Commission, about a million of those had been returned to clerks. A little bit of the uncertainty right now is ballots that have been returned to clerks but might not end up being counted because of different kind of variations in postmarks, which is something that was introduced into the whole scenario through a U.S. Supreme Court ruling about our election.
Right. Let's talk about that postmark issue. Where did it end up falling? There were a couple changes as this moved through the courts of when votes had to be mailed and postmarked, right?
Right. So kind of the way that it played out through a series of different court decisions were that at first Wisconsin voters were, you know, held by the previous deadline that we've always had, which was ballots needed to be in the possession of clerks by 8 p.m. on election day, whether that was, you know, delivering those mail-in ballots in person, you know, deciding to run them to the clerk's office or the polling place if you're worried about the Postal Service, or, you know, sending them through the mail and the clerk having them by that time. Under a federal court decision, that deadline was actually extended until today, April 13th, at 4 p.m. And that decision said it didn't matter when the ballot was postmarked by the voter, just as long as it was received today by 4 p.m. And that was something put into place because a lot of folks had raised concerns about delays in the Postal Service, this sort of huge influx of mail-in ballots, as I mentioned, just an unprecedented number of these absentee ballots, clerks kind of grappling with how to handle this situation, voters figuring out the process for the first time. So the court granted this 6-day or so leeway. But Republican state lawmakers weren't comfortable with that. They said that it, you know, raised some concerns for them in terms of voter fraud, ballots being mailed after Election Day, and what sort of implications that might have, you know, if results came out or anything like that, that might influence folks who were still wanting to cast a ballot. Even though the federal court judge had actually barred clerks from releasing any unofficial results or certainly official results until the 13th. So Republicans appealed that to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court is what introduced that postmark requirement, saying that ballots, in order to be counted, needed to be postmarked on or before Election Day. They could be received up until today, accounting for some of those delays, but they needed to have that April 7th or before postmark.
Talking to Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, about some of the latest concerns about Wisconsin's election last week, votes being counted probably as we speak. So, Laurel, it's possible that if somebody sent in that ballot on time, they did it, I don't know, the wrong post office or something, it didn't get that stamp, that cancellation. What happens to their vote then at a when it's being counted or, I guess, not counted?
Well, this is something that, is a unique scenario for folks that aren't, well-versed in postmarks. I certainly wasn't before I started covering this, but I have learned that postmarks don't necessarily have a date on them. Some postmarks that clerks are receiving and have received over the past several days have had a month on them. They'll say April 2020, or they'll have a postmark that doesn't have any date at all. So they're technically postmarked, but they're not postmarked by April 7th. And so clerks have gone to the State Elections Commission saying, how do we know if these ballots qualify in order to be counted under the U.S. Supreme Court ruling if they say something like April 2020, or the stamp was kind of unevenly applied, so you can't read all of it. You can't really tell the date. There was some guidance issued last Friday from the Elections Commission that kind of just clarified the Supreme Court ruling, but also said if it has that April 2020 stamp and clerks can get kind of a sworn statement from their Postal Service person saying that it was in the possession of the post office by Election Day, then it can be counted. But a lot of ballots don't even have that April 2020 mark. They have something different. So what's happening right now, like you said, as we speak, clerks around the state are looking at these ballots and deciding which ones qualify and which ones don't, kind of on a case-by-case basis.
We'll be watching right along with you, Laurel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Laurel White, State Capitol reporter for WPR. She was with us today to talk about issues with absentee ballots in last week's statewide spring election.